Welcome to another episode of Daily Hope. Today we are in Mark chapter 8, and oh my gosh, I'm so excited to talk about what happens, because here's what we're going to learn today, that God is our provider, that Jesus cares about the details. This is going to be so good. I'm so excited. So before we begin, please make sure you like this video, and if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you will speak to us today through your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I'm so excited, guys. Mark chapter 8, verse 1 starts with this. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. So this is a multitude, which is a lot of people. And later we'll actually find out that it's about 4,000 or probably more than 4,000. And that's a lot of people. And they've been with Jesus for 3 days. For 3 days, this multitude has been following Jesus. It's like one big preaching and healing revival. It's so awesome. And so they've been with him for 3 days. And in verse 3 says, Jesus still speaking. Well, in verse 2 he says, wow. Verse 1. Let's just start from verse 1, okay? In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Church, when I was reading this, one of the things that the Holy Spirit was telling me is some of you guys, now whether you know Jesus or you don't know Jesus, you've come a long way. You've come a long way. You've given everything you have. Some things that you went through, some things you struggled with, some hard times and hard seasons that you endured, you've come a long way. And listen to me, Jesus sees it. Jesus, he sees it, guys. And so Jesus recognizes that a lot of these people, they came from far away. And listen, Jesus isn't uncompassionate. He is compassionate. He's like, Jesus recognizes and says, and he honors them. He says, wow, they've come from far away. I want to make sure they get fed so they can make it back home. Jesus is our provider, guys. And he notices those who have come a long way. And listen to me, church. Jesus notices. He knows that you've come a long way. Now, think about it. I don't know if these people, those who have come from far away, I don't know if they expected to be there for 3 days, but I don't think they planned for it, because Jesus said they're not going to make it back home. And listen to me, in those days, it wasn't like planes, trains, and automobiles. It wasn't that. It's going to take me days to get there. It might even take me weeks to get there. But listen to me, church. They heard about Jesus. They heard about Jesus. So they packed their bags. They packed their families. Maybe their whatever they had. I'm like, you know what? We're going to make a journey. Church, that is faith. Where you leave somewhere from far away. Maybe you're not working. Maybe you're not with your friends, or maybe you're not with some family members, but you make that sacrifice to go. And go to these, and go and just to go see Jesus. What an act of faith. And listen to me. We know what Jesus does. So not only is Jesus preaching the word of life and changing people's lives, but he is healing people. He's setting people free. Amen? Come on. That is worth them leaving whatever they had. They left from far away and they came to Jesus. And listen to me. Jesus sees that sacrifice and he honors it. Look at what happens. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Verse 4, then his disciples answered him, how can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? Verse 5, he asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. Verse 6, so he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the multitude. Verse 7, they also had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said to set them also before them. Verse 8, so they ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets of leftovers. Over fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Everyone say, wow. Wow, it's like I almost heard you guys. It's like I could hear you guys say that. Listen to me. These people, they came to Jesus. They had a 3-day prayer, revival, preaching, whatever you want to call it, meeting. How amazing it is. And yet Jesus, he's conscious. He's compassionate. He's not going to say, you know, you guys figure, listen, if you guys show up, we'll preach, we'll teach, we will heal. But food and refreshments, you take care of that. That's not what Jesus, that was not the heart of God. That isn't the heart of God. Listen to me, when you seek Jesus, when you come to Jesus, he supplies all of your needs. And not only that, we don't serve the God of enough. We serve the God of more than enough, because we see that they had leftovers. Amen? Guys, this is, every time we see Jesus do something, here's what we're seeing. This is, every time we see Jesus do something in these Gospels, here's what we need to remember. This is how my Father in heaven, this is the what I'm seeing here, that is the will of my Father in heaven for my life. So in the same way that Jesus made sure that they were taken care of, listen, Jesus made sure that he preached the good word, preached the truth. Jesus made sure that they were healed, they were set free, they were delivered from sickness, disease, and demonic oppression. And he also made sure that he fed their bodies, right? He made sure they to fill their, listen, they were all filled, and there was more than enough, guys. They were all filled. Listen, Jesus loves to fill people spiritually, and he likes to fulfill and satisfy people physically as well. This is a God that we serve. Listen, Jesus didn't say, hey guys, you know what? How about we just fast? And on the way home, fast, and I'll make sure my spirit sustains you. Listen, Jesus could have said that, but no. Jesus said, I want to make sure they get fed. They've been with me in the wilderness for 3 days, and I want to make sure that they get fed. I'm going to take care of them. Listen to me. Listen to me, church. Jesus wants to take care of the multitude in the wilderness, just like he did in Exodus, when Jesus took care of them in that wilderness, and he made sure that they were fed, he made sure they had water. It's the same thing. Same Jesus, same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And listen to me, guys. God wants to be your provider. God wants to see your faith in the tithe, in the offering, in sacrificing a Sunday work day so you can come to church and worship Jesus. Listen to me. God sees that, guys. Here's what Hebrews says. We must believe that Jesus is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen? And boy, these people that came from far away, they sought Jesus, and man, they heard the truth. They were healed, and they were fed. Amen? This is God's will for our lives. And listen to me, as we seek Jesus, as we seek His truth, as we seek His word, as we seek His presence, listen to me, your bellies will be filled. Your spiritual life will be filled. Why? Because that's what Jesus does. He is the all in all. He satisfies all. He is more than sufficient. Amen? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that today more than ever, we realize that you are a provider and that you have a desire to provide for us, God. We say, Lord, we're going to seek you, Lord. We're going to seek your face. We're going to seek your truth. We're going to seek your signs and wonders and miracles. We're going to seek your presence, God, knowing that you will take care of us, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, that was good. If you haven't already, please make sure you like this video and subscribe to our channel. And at the end of this video, you'll see a link. And if you want to become a monthly supporter, you guys can click on that giving link and you guys can maybe $5, maybe $15, whatever that God puts on your heart, amen, to just support everything we're doing here with Daily Hope, amen. We love doing this, and it's our honor and it's our pleasure to just read the word together, amen. Also, in the description is our reading plan, the reading plan that we're following. So you guys can download that, save it to your computer, send it to your phone, and so you guys know exactly what we're reading and when we're reading, okay? Daily Hope is every day from Monday through Saturday, okay? Before I let you go today, I want to remind you that people are our heart, generosity is our opportunity, excellence is our spirit, smiling is our favorite, and Jesus is our Lord. We'll see you tomorrow for Mark chapter 9.